ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। वे आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत आदिलीला चैप्टर टू टेक्स्ट नंबर वन। Chapter is entitled Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Balopi Adanugraha Tarennana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande बालोपि अदनुग्रहात् तरेन्नानामतग्राहात् व्याप्तं सिद्धान्तसागरम्। श्रीचैतन्यप्रभुं वन्दे बालोपि अदनुग्रहात् तरेन्नानामतग्राहात् व्याप्तं सिद्धांत सागरम्। श्री चैतन्य प्रभु टू लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु वंदे। आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस। बालह एन इग्नोरेंट चाइल्ड अपि इवन यत ऑफ हूम अनुग्रहात बाय द मर्सी तरेत मे क्रॉस ओवर नाना वेरियस मत ऑफ थियरीज ग्राह द क्रोकोडाइल्स व्याप्तम फिल्ड विद सिद्धांत ऑफ कंक्लूजन्स सागरम द ओशन। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusive truth, which is full of the crocodiles of various theories. Purport. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an inexperienced boy with no educational culture can be saved from the ocean of nescience, which is full of various types of philosophical doctrines that are like dangerous aquatic animals. The philosophy of the Buddha, the argumentative presentations of the Jnanis, the yoga systems of Patanjali and Gautama, and the systems of philosophers like Kanada, Kapila and Dattatreya are dangerous creatures in the ocean of nescience. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can have real understanding of the essence of knowledge by avoiding these sectarian views and accepting the lotus feet of Krishna as the ultimate goal of life. Let us all worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for His gracious mercy for the conditioned souls. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Etrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jay Advaita Chandra Jayo Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jay Advaita Chandra Jayo Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jay Advaita Chandra Jayo Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. We welcome all devotees to Sri Gaur Purnima Festival. And my sincere apologies that I am sitting here and giving the class. But this is an opportunity to serve all of you. And I seek all of your blessings and permission, especially the senior devotees here and my God brothers and friends. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrit, and in Chaitanya Charitamrit, which is the PhD in spirituality, you know, Prabhupada said Bhagavad Gita, you can become a graduate in spirituality. Srimad Bhagavatam will make you a postgraduate, and Chaitanya Charitamrit is the highest. And Lord Chaitanya, especially today in this age of Kali Yuga, we can remember Lord Chaitanya with immense gratitude and joy. Because in English there is a saying, darkest hour is before the dawn. So this is Kali Yuga, and we go through so many dark patches, dark moments, pain, suffering, right? But that is the time when we need to know that Lord Chaitanya's mercy is just around the corner. So therefore, in our lives, yes, one bad news waits another. There is so many challenges, but Lord is so kind. Lord has incarnated himself as the holy name in Kali Yuga, and he personally came to demonstrate how to chant the holy name. Therefore, today is a day when we celebrate the fact that Lord has come in double role. He has come as the holy name, and he has come as the most merciful incarnation, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And today especially, there are triple role of the Lord. Why? Because it is said that the appearance day of the Lord is when the Lord incarnates himself as the day. Just like when Lord, you know, comes in different avatars. When he comes in half man, half lion, we call him Narasimha. When he comes as a fish, we call him Matsya. Similarly, when he comes in the form of a day, that is Gaur Purnima. So he has come on this day to bring the light of hope in all our lives. So therefore, for our parched hearts, for our suffering condition, we have the most merciful Patit Pavan Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as our savior. And today, we need to remember this. If you see how Lord Chaitanya appeared, when he appeared, Rahu, he swallowed the moon. Full moon, it was a full moon night, but Rahu swallowed him. Actually, why Rahu swallowed the full moon? Because he said, when the spotless Gaur Chandra is appeared, what is the use of the moon with spots? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. And today, I'll briefly speak a little bit on the philosophy aspect. And our Damodar Prabhu, an expert sweet maker, he will bathe our souls with the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the most important points that this verse reveals today, which we took today, is for a specific reason. Tare nana matagraha vyaptam siddhanta sagaram. In the ocean of siddhanta, philosophy, there are many crocodiles. And if you enter this ocean, you will be devoured. And India is a spiritual supermarket. Every day there is some guru coming up, philosophy coming up. And it's easy to get bewildered. But Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is so great. Balopiya danugrahat, even a child can understand. Tare nana matagra, and he can easily swim across an ocean. So this is the power and glory of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to access this mercy today, we can understand this important point about moving from the I space, I, aham, to Krishna's space or God's space. See, generally our lives are centered around myself, my needs, my desires, my feelings. Most of us struggle living in our annamaya kosh, pranamaya and manomaya kosh, which means we think of pleasure. Annamaya kosh, food, all that is annamaya. Pleasure is the principal driving force there. Some of us are obsessed with protection. Our pranas are in disarray. So we have an undeveloped pranamaya kosh. And some of us, most of us, want to have peace, shanti in relationships, in our professions, everywhere. So our manomaya kosha, pleasure, protection and peace. This is what is driving most of us. And this is all I. But we rarely explore our vijnanamaya kosha, the space where the purpose of life is revealed, and anandamaya kosha, where pure bliss awaits us. So these koshas are undeveloped, and these koshas develop when we move from the world of I to the world of Krishna, to the world of God. See, generally if you see, and I had an experience recently. I was in Sri Lanka for a yatra. So Govind Prabhu told me that you give class every day little bit. So one day I gave a very practical class on the 8 ways to control the mind and things like that. And devotees were very happy. They said, Prabhuji, maja a gaya. Thank you, thank you. I felt very nice because I added some value. Next day, I spoke pure katha. Ram killing Ravana. Yuddhakanda, no? Ramayana. But we didn't kill Ravana in Sri Lanka because Ravana is, we said we'll go back to Mumbai and kill him. Because he is a hero in Sri Lanka. Ravana is a hero. There are many restaurants named after him. Ravana restaurant. So we went up to Kumbhakaran. We killed up to Kumbhakaran. So that was one day I would, alternate day. One day I would speak pure katha. Next day some practical things. So I had different groups of devotees who would come and appreciate on both days. So then I realized how I am, there are two kinds of needs. One is the need for the I, our struggles, our suffering. But there is also need of the soul. You know, we want nourishment. What nourishes us? The verses from these scriptures, the Lord's pastimes. So I'm not undermining the importance of living in the I space. We need to live in the I space. We need solutions for our struggle. And there are plenty of solutions available. If you see, internet is flooded. And there are so many techniques, so many acronyms for mind. How to control your mind? There can be an acronym, mind. So like that, you know, people give so many tips, so many techniques. And we need peace, right? We all want to be peaceful. So we encourage you to be in the I space. Nothing wrong in it. And if you want to be relevant in our preaching, we have to innovate. We have to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that people can get attracted. So therefore, there is a lot of merit in this. Like we do corporate seminars and we go, you know, we use all the social media apps nowadays. So it's all good. But if you are only living in the annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, kosha, if you are only living in the I space, at some point of time we will find scriptures boring. We need to also come out of that comfort zone and enter into Krishna space. Like for example, if you speak the pastime of Srivas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Srivas, you are the whole day doing kirtan. Where do you get your money from? Prasad, where do you get? And what did he do? He just clapped his hand 3 times. And Lord Chaitanya said, what is this? What does this mean? Again he clapped 3 times. And then he gave a purport. He said, I don't need anything. If I need anything and if it is not there, I clap my hand 3 times and before my 3rd clap, Lakshmiji herself provides me. And if she doesn't provide, I will end my life by drowning myself in the Ganga. Lord Chaitanya said, there are a series of verses. Wow, what faith you have, Srivas. Even if Lakshmiji becomes a beggar, there will be no scarcity in your house. So when devotees hear this pastime, they say, Hari Bol. But if somebody is only living in the I space, he will think, Are mere liye isme kya hai? I have to go to work tomorrow. What? It's not practical. You may not find this pastime practical. But that's because if you are obsessed with practical, 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 then we will always live in the I space. Somewhere, at least for some time, in our busy schedules, we need to enter Krishna space. Otherwise, we'll be stuck in the world of I. And how do we live in Krishna space? How do we develop our vijnanamaya kosha, which is the wisdom body? It is by scriptures. It is descending knowledge. Because at some point of time in our lives, we all have to be guided by Krishna, the Paramatma in our heart. Krishna helps devotees take critical decisions in their life. You can't avoid being guided by Krishna. Sometimes devotees say, No Prabhu, बस आप जो बोलेंगे हम वही करेंगे. आई कांट ट्रस्ट माई माइंड. यस, आवर माइंड इज अ डेविल, बट इफ यू हियर स्क्रिप्चर्स एवेंचुअली वी नीड टू कनेक्ट टू कृष्णा. एंड देर आर डिफरेंट पार्ट्स टीचर्स हाउ टू कनेक्ट, हाउ टू एंटर द डिवाइन स्पेस. द बुद्धिस्ट पीपल टीचर्स हाउ टू बी प्रेजेंट, ऑब्जर्व विदाउट जजिंग. द मायावादीज, दे टॉक अ लॉट अबाउट यू नो ब्रीदिंग टेक्निक्स. योगीज टीच अबाउट ब्रीदिंग. एंड इन भक्ति योगा वी टीच एंड वील प्रैक्टिस हाउ टू हेल्पलेसली डिपेंड ऑन कृष्णा. एंड देयरफॉर यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड टूडे दैट अवर मोस्ट स्पेशल गिफ्ट दैट डॉ चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज गिवन, आराध्य भगवान ब्रजेश तनया तद्धाम वृंदावन, हैज गिवन अस कृष्णा वृंदावन, विच इज अ वेरी यूनिक अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ गॉड. नो बडी हैज गिवन अस गॉड द वे लॉर्ड चैतन्य हैज गिवन, बिकॉज देर आर टू कंसेप्शंस ऑफ गॉड इन दिस वर्ल्ड. ऑल रिलीजन्स इंक्लूडिंग क्रिश्चियनिटी, इस्लाम, जुडाइज्म, इवन हिंदूज, मोस्ट हिंदूज, अवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ गॉड इज गॉड गिव्स अस आवर डेली ब्रेड. God has an existence because of me. God, my relationship with God is the center. I, which is perfect. And what is God giving me today? What has God given me yesterday? How God can help me? I have to take shelter of God. This is one understanding of God, most common universal understanding of God. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed to us another aspect of God. रम्या काचिद उपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेन या कल्पिता. वृंदावन कृष्ण, ही हैज एन एग्जिस्टेंस इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ मी, इन द सेंस ही इज द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर. हिज एंजॉयमेंट इज नॉट स्टॉप बिकॉज आई एम मिजरेबल टुडे. ही परफॉर्म्स रासलीला एटर्नली. कृष्णा इज सुप्रीमली इंडिपेंडेंट. दिस मोस्ट पीपल कैनॉट एक्सेप्ट. They cannot understand. Because our understanding of God is always in relationship to I, me. But God is much beyond me. Therefore, those who believe or understand God only in relationship to self, they live in the I space. But those who want to understand God beyond self, they begin to enter Krishna space. Therefore, there is a danger in both. Sometimes we think about ourselves so much that we get stuck in our mental world. And sometimes we talk about only Krishna so much artificially that we become fanatics and we refuse to acknowledge our needs and take care of them. So therefore, ideal is we spend time in our I space, but also spend time in Krishna space. Understand Krishna's pastimes independent of whether it is making any practical sense to me or not. Otherwise, if you are only looking for practical stuff from every pastime, you will be at some point of time disappointed and we will be stuck in our Manomaya Kosha. And festivals, Gaur Purnima is a time when we enter this sacred space. When we enter this space, when we rise beyond my limited world. We enter the world of Krishna, we enter the world of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is where tradition comes in play. And when we have traditional festivals, when we hear katha, this tradition carries substance. And this is what nourishes us. Otherwise, we'll only be hearing the noise of the mind constantly. But within all this noise of the mind, there is this voice of Krishna in our heart. Therefore, we need, I agree, I admit, we have to be innovative. We have to understand practical things because that way we can contribute better, that way we can add value to others' lives, that way we can be relevant. But at the same time, we also need to adhere to tradition because substance comes from tradition. Substance comes from pure teachings of the scriptures and hearing and connecting to the Lord within our heart. I remember His Holiness Padana Swami Maharaj once told us that how as a young boy, he had just joined ISKCON and he was staying in New Vrindavan as a young brahmachari, but he had not shaved up. And everybody was telling him, shave up. And he was not sure. And on Gaur Purnima, he chanted the whole day and he heard a voice of Lord Chaitanya, shave up. And he went and told authority that I want to shave up. And they all said, immediately shave him. So, See, if you see journey home, what is journey home? He heard, a young seeker hears the voice of Krishna, go to India. And we hear those pastimes, we think it is his journey. But when Pejavar Swami was inaugurating Maharaj's book in the book launch, he said, this journey home is Radhanath Swami's journey. And we need to read this to get inspired in our own journey. We also have a journey home. And we also need to hear Krishna's voice. And Krishna's voice we can hear when we connect to Krishna. Hare Krishna. When we are present in our practices. So therefore, we need to enter the space of pastimes versus, this is the introduction I gave, because when we do that, Prabhupada said, just like when you put iron in fire, what happens? The iron becomes fiery. So Prabhupada said, if we absorb in Krishna's space, we also become Krishnaized, Satchidananda. We also connect to that eternity, the blissful aspect of our lives. Otherwise, there is no end to practical solutions. You go to internet, you will find practical solutions for everything. But still people are miserable. I know somebody who is addicted to YouTube, and he said he saw a YouTube video which taught him how to get rid of YouTube addiction. I said, you first switch off your computer, mobile. That is the solution. So people are miserable because there is no rasa. There is no connection to Krishna. So there is no dearth of all these practical techniques. So let us now enter Krishna's space. So if you are okay, we'll enter these pastimes. And I don't know what practical lessons you will get, but that is Krishna's space. And I'm sure we will feel more connected to the Lord. Mother Sachi, the mother of Lord Chaitanya, she had a very beautiful dream one day. And she called her son Nimai and she said, Nimai, can you explain the purport to a very strange dream I had last night? Very strange. I saw that in our altar of Krishna Balaram deities, I'm feeding Krishna Balaram, I keep bhoga every day. But in my dream I saw that you and Nitai, both of you entered the altar. And you started picking up the bhoga that is meant to be eaten by Krishna Balaram. And Krishna Balaram were shocked. How can these two imposters come and eat our food? So Krishna started chastising both of you. Balaram started chastising both of you. And do you know, my dear Nimai, what did I hear our Nitai speak? I was shocked. What did Nitai tell Krishna and Balaram? Priti yadena chadi be, khai be maran. Prem se agar nahi diya ye bhoga, to maar khaoge. Who is telling this? Nityananda is telling whom? Krishna Balaram. Priti yadina chadi be, kai be maran, lutiya kai levara ki be kon jan. Hum log loot ke kha lenge, kon rokega humko? Who will stop us? So then Balaram, so Sachi Mata is narrating this. And you know Nimai, at that time Balaram told Nitai, that I am warning you in the name of Krishna, don't touch this food, this is ours. And you know what I heard? Nitai told Balaram that your days of coward boys are over ruling the world. Now the Brahmanas have come. We are going to take over. And you are threatening me with Krishna? Nityananda bole tora Krishne raki dar. Nityananda said, who is afraid of your Krishna? Nityananda bole tora Krishne raki dar. Gaur Chandra Vishwambhara Amara Ishwar. Our Lord is Gaur Chandra Vishwambhar. We are not afraid of you. So like this, my dear Nimai, I was seeing the four of you, whole night I was only seeing this dream, that the four of you are fighting, quarreling, snatching food from each other's hands, from the mouth and eating, wrestling. What is this? Yehi mata kalaha karo ye chari jan. This is the way, kalaha. Quarrel, charijan, four of you are fighting. Yehi mata kalah karo ye charijan, kada kadi kore sab karo ye bojan. And you are eating food like this. So my dear Nimai, I am bewildered by this dream. How do I understand? And what did Lord Chaitanya reply? My dear mother, this dream means I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Nitai is Lord Balram. This is what he said. No, Lord Chaitanya downplayed the whole thing. Lord Chaitanya started laughing. He said, Mother, very nice dream you had, very nice dream. Actually, then Lord Chaitanya started laughing and said, you know, today I am convinced our deities have life. Krishna and Balram are full of life and energy. Anything we offer, they are actually accepting. That is proof today. Because such a sweet pastime, such a sweet dream you had. And earlier I used to see when I used to offer food, I used to see after the bhoga offering when I used to go and take prasad, I used to see 50% was missing. So I used to wonder who is stealing this bhoga. And I began to suspect one person. Who of that person? Tumare vadhure mora sandeha achila. Aapki bahu par mujhe shak hua. Means who is that? His own wife. So he said, I was suspecting Vishnu Priya that she was stealing this bhoga. But now after hearing a dream, I understand that our deities are full of life. Tumara vadhure mora sandeha chila, aaj se mara mane sandeha guchila. Aaj mera sab sandeha chala gaya. Now I have no more doubts. Now I am completely satisfied. So what was the... Now when Lord Chaitanya was telling this to his mother, what do you think his wife must have felt? Hase Lakshmi Jagan Mata Swami Ravachane. Hase. She started laughing. Hase Lakshmi Jagan Mata Swami Ravachane. Antareta kiya shab shvapna kata sune. She was inside, she was in the inside room and she was hearing the whole conversation between her husband and mother-in-law. And when she heard her husband joke like this, she started laughing. Lord Chaitanya would never joke, very rarely he joked. This was one of those occasions he joked. So like this, Lord Chaitanya started joking with his mother and his mother. And then Sachimata said, Nimai, you call Nitai. I feed both of you prasad. Then immediately Lord Chaitanya went, called Nityananda Prabhu. And when they sat for prasadam, Sachimata saw a strange sight. This was not dream now. Last night was a dream. But now live, she saw something. Nimai and Nitai are taking prasad. And what did Mother Sachi see? Vashilena duhi Prabhu korite bhojan. So as they are taking bhojan, Sachimata got a vision. She saw her two beloved children, Nimai and Nitai, as Vashilena duhi Prabhu korite bhojan kaushalyara ghare yena Shri Ram Lakshman. She saw Ram and Lakshman. Then she saw Krishna Balram. And then she started getting vision of Vrindavan, Ayodhya, all the holy places. And then her head started reeling. She started feeling ecstatic symptoms. And she fell unconscious. And then Lord Chaitanya woke her up. And when she came back to external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya asked her, Mother, what happened? Did you see something extraordinary? Sachimata said, she said nothing. She quietly went inside and started crying, crying, crying. So now this pastime, what is the practical application from this pastime? Vrindavana Thakur assures, he knows we always live in the I space. Our acharyas are very merciful. They give us some practical solutions. So he says, if you hear this pastime, what will happen? So you all have heard this pastime, now something will happen to you. He says, Madhyakanda katayena amrutera bhanda. Madhyakanda, this is from the Madhyakanda Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you hear these pastimes, what will happen? This is a amrutera bhanda. This is a pot of amrut. Nectar. So what does nectar give? Life. Marewa admi ko zinda karata na nectar. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is such a great poet. He likes to twist. You know, that's a great novelist or script writers, they do that. He said, this is a strange nectar. Madhya khanda has. This will bring life. Generally we think nectar brings life. He says, this nectar will kill. Madhyakanda katayena amrutera bhanda एकताशु नीले गुच्छे अंतर पाषंड. There is a pashanda, there is an atheist inside lurking, prowling within our hearts. That atheist will be killed by hearing the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we need to hear more and more. And how do we hear? In the mood of receive. Our problem is in bhakti also, we try to be like yogis. Yoga path, the whole focus is achieve. In all other paths, jnana, karma, it's all achieve mood. In bhakti, the process is receive. So when we rear this pastime without an agenda, we are in the mood of receiving. The content of Gaur Leela, the content of Lord's pastimes, is received in a container of humility. And humility is expressed, humility is practiced first by hearing. And our acharyas also say this container should not have holes from which this nectar could leak out. So the holes are compared to envy, illusion, pride. So we need to take care of all three. Content, container, and we also need to be careful. So therefore, Lord's mercy is extremely important. Nandananda Thakur says, just do these two things. Chant Hare Krishna and don't criticize anyone. Just appreciate everyone. You will be very, very happy and you will go back to Krishna. Otherwise, if you keep living in our space, I space, you will also find fault with others. Our 1 rupee, the 10 rupee coin if you take, it's so small. But sometimes when you keep it close to your eyes, so close, your vision of sun may be blocked. But is the sun covered by a 10 rupee coin? Sun is much bigger than trillions and trillions of 10 rupee coins. But that one coin can blind us. Similarly, when we live only in the eye space, we may not recognize the beauty, the wonder of the Lord. And we may fail to appreciate. Therefore, let us humbly hear and celebrate the Lord's greatness and our smallness. You know, when those occasions when we are small, consciously we choose, we actually enter the world of Lord's grace. I want to share one incident. I'm sorry for this, but I'm too tempted to share. You know, sometimes I go to Hanging Garden above Babulnath Temple. And one day I was sitting in the evening there looking at the sky and the birds were going back to their nest. The sun was setting and slowly the darkness enveloped the sky. Then I saw stars and I saw an occasional plane flying and it was swallowed by the heavens. The plane was flying and I was looking at this plane and I realized when we are at the airport and we are about to board the plane appears so big. But in the vast sky, that plane appeared insignificant. And I was thinking, who must be inside that plane? How insignificant they appear in the sky. And the stars were shining and each star, you know. So that greatness, when you contrast greatness with smallness, is a wonderful experience. And next day, paradoxically, I was on a plane. I was going to Australia, which is 7,000 miles, Perth. So when I was about to descend and I saw the whole city down, I saw gardens, trees, and I saw below some tree somebody must be sitting like me. And that tree, that garden appeared insignificant compared to the gigantic mass of land that I was seeing. And then when I landed and I went to my host's house and the night I was sleeping, just window next to my bed was a window and from the window I could see the sky and I saw the sky filled with stars. And suddenly I realized the previous day evening I was with the same stars but in another place. There was overwhelming sense of belongingness to the universe. I felt so small at that moment and paradoxically, although I felt so small, I also felt very much loved. I felt a sense of belonging. And when I checked it with my devotee friends and I was sharing this with them, and then they were also saying that, yes, this is exactly Lord Chaitanya's mission. Our problem is when I think I have come, I am great, I am going to do something extraordinary. That's where all the problems happen. But if you understand, Lord Chaitanya has made a grand plan to deliver the whole world. Lord Chaitanya's plan is marvelous, perfect. And I have to play my small part. Small, very small. But there is celebration in that smallness. There is joy in that smallness. So therefore, we need to connect to this beautiful, sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Although they may not exactly be connected to my life all the time. Because this is going to increase and improve our standard of living in our inner world. We have two lives, external life and inner life. In the external world, you are so particular, no, about the standard of living. Some people say, Prabhuji, mera 2 BHK, but I want a 4 BHK. We have standard for everything. Even when you buy, wo Hindi kharite to Eggmark ka brand wo dekhte. For everything you want, standard. There has to be, you know, if you buy clothes, I will buy only Levi clothes, or I will eat only in this restaurant. So we have standards for everything. But for spiritual life, no standard. How can that be? Like if you want to weigh yourself, there is the standard of kilograms. For distance, there is a standard of miles. For kitchen, you know, we have, you know, ISO standard. I was about to say ISI. I realized it's not ISI. ISO standard. So for spiritual life, there is no standard. There is. And the scriptures give that. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo, the 1.2.6 Bhagavatam is giving that standard. That is living in Krishna's space, giving pleasure to Krishna. That standard has to be there. Like just few days back we were dressing deities and we were playing Prabhupada's tape. Srila Prabhupada saying in that class that we may have a big temple, but if we don't have hearing and chanting, then the deities will become Galagraha. Archavigraha will become Galagraha. We will feel choked up because there is no rasa. Otherwise there is always Kaitava Dharma, no standard. Therefore, we need to have the standard of hearing, chanting, devotional service. In fact, Isolina Radhana Swami Maharaj once told us, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, myself, Gaurang Prabhu, we were walking with him and then he showed us Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And he said, you see, this structure looks so beautiful, but it is simply a tourist spot. So if we are not grounded on hearing, chanting and loving friendship amongst each other, then even our temple could become a tourist spot, mere tourist spot. So to avoid that, we need to make this as a foundation. Therefore, we need to have the focus and understand the essence of scriptures, which is the Lord's pastimes, the supreme independent enjoyer. Munanda Thakur says, Shastre na jani marma adhyapana kore. One would even understand the marma. The essence of scriptures, that is to love Krishna. He compares him with what? Shastre na jani marma adhyapana kore gardabera praya jana shastra bahi more. He is a donkey who is carrying a huge burden. He is studying scriptures but is not understanding the essence. And those who live on the external world, yai mata shastra bahi artana jane adamasa bhaya artha adama vakhane. One doesn't understand the essence of scriptures, that sabha is a sabha of adhamas, low class people. And their discussions is also low class. So if we don't have a discussion centered on scriptures and love of Krishna, then it is, Vrindavan Thakur is a strong language. Actually, if you see the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, filled with quotations from scriptures. Vrindavan Das Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami writing so many, that those days they didn't have internet, they didn't have folio, Veda base, but he knew which verse from which Purana, where to quote, appropriate. So like this we need to hear the Lord's pastimes. And especially after Lord became a devotee, actually Lord is Supreme Lord, but in his pastimes he was a logician, a grammar teacher, and he was not interested in devotional service. But when he became a devotee, then you know what happened. The pastimes become extra sweet. Already Lord's pastimes are sweet. He went to Gaya to perform his father's pinda, Shada. His father had passed away, Jagannath Mishra. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Gaya, he met his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri was so overwhelmed by seeing Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya served him. And he said, he actually cooked prasad, and Ishwarapuri came at the time when he had just finished cooking prasad. And Lord Chaitanya offered all the prasad to Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri said, no, let us share this. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you eat, I will cook later for myself, but I am so happy that you have come. And he served him. And that time, Goddess Lakshmi entered the kitchen and she cooked for Lord Chaitanya. So during that meeting, that time when Lord Chaitanya was in Gaya, he told Ishwarapuri that please give me shelter, accept me as your disciple. And when Ishwarapuri said, disciple, my life is for you, and Ishwarapuri accepted him, gave him official, you know, Diksha. And then Lord Chaitanya became so mad with love for Krishna. He became a devotee. And he ran to Vrindavan looking for Krishna. And then the devtas, they made Akashvani. They said, oh Lord, please wait. There is time for you to go to Vrindavan. This is not the time. So they reminded the Lord, because Lord was in so much ecstasy as a devotee. He was running to Vrindavan. Then the devtas told him, go back to Navadvip. So when Lord Chaitanya came back to Navadvip, he was only crying. Crying what? Why? Why was he crying? The class was too long, that's why. He was crying because ecstasy, remembering Krishna. And devotees were, because they always wanted him to become a devotee. But they saw that he's only debating. And now he's come back, another extreme. Only he's speaking Krishna. So he called some of his friends, Sadashiv, Govinda, Jagdish, Govindanand, Gopinath, Hiranya, he called all of them. He said, I am so sad. Padifit, sad about what? So Lord Chaitanya said, tomorrow you come to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house, I am going to reveal something to you. So the next day morning, now in Srivast Thakur's house there was a very special tree from which a vine would grow. And it would give flowers, such special flowers, that all devotees would come and take flowers from there for their puja. And all the flowers they would take, but again, exactly the same flowers would again appear there. It was a magical tree. So Sriman Pandit came there to take flowers and he had a big smile. And other devotees were there. And they said, Sriman Pandit, you seem to be very happy today. Is there some good news? So Sriman Pandit said, good news, there is excellent news. You know what has happened? Our Nimai Pandit, always debating, always talking logic, no Krishna in anything. Now he only talks about Krishna. Nimai has become devotee. And Srivast Thakur roared. He said, may the family of Vaishnavas expand. This is the greatest news. And then Sriman Pandit said, Nimai Pandit has told all of us to meet him today at Shuklambar Brahmachari's house for some time. So let us all go there. So they all came. And Gadadhar Pandit also came. But Gadadhar Pandit was hiding behind a pillar. He didn't want to come in the front. And Lord Chaitanya, when all these intimate friends of his were there, he said something. He said, I am so hard-hearted logician, grammar teacher, I have wasted my life. I never practiced bhakti. And now I realize that Krishna is everything. Our life is useless without Krishna. Saying like this, Lord Chaitanya began to incessantly cry and devotees were wonderstruck to see this intense devotion that Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting. And Gadadhar Pandit was behind and he was also crying. And Lord Chaitanya saw him. And Lord Chaitanya said, Gadadhar, you always loved Krishna and you used to always tell me to worship Krishna, but I never followed your advice. And today my eyes have been awakened. Today I've realized what a blunder I've committed. And then they had ecstatic kirtan. This is the first time Lord Chaitanya and devotees had kirtan at Shuklambar Brahmachari's house. And that's how Harinam Sankirtan Lord Chaitanya introduced first time. And then he went to school because he was a grammar teacher. His students had no idea. So he went to his school and all the students were waiting. Our Nimai Pandit has come back from Gaya. They were all eagerly waiting to study from him. So they all sat in the class. And Lord Chaitanya comes as Nimai Pandit, the great scholar, and he says, what is all this grammar? Krishna, we should only talk about Krishna. Krishna is everything. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is our supreme friend. Krishna is our supreme well-wisher. And all these boys are looking at Nimai Pandit. What has happened to him? Till yesterday was normal, till recently. And then after the class, where he only spoke about Krishna, he went home. And Mother Sachi asked him, Nimai, what did you teach your children today? So, Lord Chaitanya said, Mother, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. If we don't surrender to Krishna, we'll have to again take birth. And then Lord Chaitanya took the role of Kapila Dev, who instructed his mother Devahuti. And then he instructed his mother on the science of devotional service. So like this, whoever he would meet, he would only speak about Krishna. So meanwhile, his students got bewildered. Our Nimai Pandit has completely changed. So they went and told Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teacher, who is that? Gangadas Pandit. They said, Gangadas Pandit, tell something to Nimai Pandit, what is wrong with him? He only talks about Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. Everything is Krishna. So, we are completely confused. We are bewildered. So Gangadas Pandit started laughing. He said, don't worry. He is Nimai, my Nimai. I will train him. I will tell him. So you go back, tomorrow you will be normal. So then, Gangadas Pandit, he met Lord Chaitanya. He said, Nimai, what is wrong with you? I agree you have become a devotee. That is very good. But your grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, your father, Jagannath Mishra, were they not devotees? So they also were devotees of Krishna. But they were teaching properly grammar. They were doing all their duties. So you should also teach. So then Gangadas Pandit instructed Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, now I have understood. Bhakti I will do internally, but as a teacher, I will teach properly. So he came to the class. And he said, and the students were thinking, what he will do now? So Nimai Pandit comes and he said, yes, where are all the Bhattacharyas, Mishras, Chakravartis? Call them for debate. I am ready. So all the students said, wow, our Nimai Pandit is back to normal. This is what they wanted to see, the debater. So as the class started, inside, there was Sanjay Mukunda's house, where Ratnagarbha Acharya was reading from Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So he was chanting those verses where the where the Brahman Patni see Krishna's beautiful form, Shyamam Hiranya Paridim, Vanamalya Bara. So he was chanting that verse. So as Nimai Pandit was roaring and defeating all the debate points, and then when he heard this verse, suddenly there was the system got hanged. Lord Chaitanya got into ecstatic symptoms. And then he started jumping, dancing, singing Krishna's name, started crying, and he fed Ratnagarbha Acharya. He looked at Ratnagarbha Acharya and said, chant this verse more, more, more. And all the students were sitting bewildered. What is this? Then for so many hours, Lord Chaitanya was only dancing and chanting Krishna's name. And then in the end he said to the children, now you go home. Come tomorrow for the class. So next day they came for class. So next day when they're all sitting for the boys, one of the boys said, Nimai Pandit, what is the verb dhatu? So in Sanskrit grammar, verb is called dhatu. And verb is what? That in a sentence, verb is that causes action. So Nimai Pandit started replying. He said, dhatu means verb, verb means action, and the cause of all action is Krishna. So then he started explaining everything about Krishna for next 6 hours. Only Krishna, 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 Krishna. So then, all the students are hearing, and after 6 hours, Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness. And he said, what happened? And the student said, you spoke 6 hours only on Krishna. I asked you a simple question, what is dhatu? And you said, only Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya hung his head down. He said, I'm sorry. I cannot teach you now grammar. Ho gaya. You know, wherever I see only Krishna. Whatever I speak, only Krishna comes out of my mouth. And anything I hear, I only hear Krishna's flute everywhere. So I cannot teach you anymore now, you know. I'm very sorry. I resign from being a teacher. You should have, then he said, if I was only talking about Krishna, you should have stopped me. But the student said, how can we stop you? Because what you are saying was right. So we couldn't stop you. So then Lord Chaitanya said, you know, now I can't teach you. Because I am only seeing Krishna, what to do? So I resign. So the student said, Nimai Pandit, after having a teacher like you, we can't study under anyone else now. So we also resign from being students. So now you tell us what is the goal of life. So then Lord Chaitanya started this ecstatic famous kirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. So Nanda Thakur describes, this chanting was the first time public Harinam Sankirtan. Kali Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan had begun now. कलयुग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। दिस इज हाउ महाप्रभु लॉर्ड चैतन्य इंट्रोड्यूस्ड द धर्म ऑफ कलियुगा विच वी ऑल चैंट हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस हरे कृष्णा वॉज इंट्रोड्यूस बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य लाइक दिस एंड देन ही वॉज चैंटिंग मैड यू नो एवरी डे नाइट ओनली चैंटिंग एंड वन डे व्हेन ही सॉ गदाधर पंडित ही सेड गदाधर वेर इज कृष्णा टेल मी वेर इज कृष्णा गदाधर पंडित सेड निमाय कृष्णा इज इन योर हार्ट ही सेड माय हार्ट सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य टुक हिज हैंड्स हिज क्लॉज एंड ही स्टार्टेड काइंड ऑफ tearing his chest apart because he wanted to see rip apart his heart and see Krishna there. So it became very violent and Sachi Mata got scared that my son may harm himself. So at that moment Gadadhar Pandit rushed to Lord Chaitanya and he grabbed him and he said, Nimai, wait, Nimai. Nimai, wait, Krishna is coming. No, Krishna is coming. Relax, Krishna will come. So when Gadadhar Pandit consoled Lord Chaitanya like this, Lord Chaitanya stopped. He said, okay, Krishna is coming? Oh, okay. And Sachi Mata saw this. She said, wow, this Gadadhar is such a nice boy. He knows how to tame my wild son. So she called him. She said, Gadadhar, I instruct you, please never leave my son alone. Always be with him. That's why Gadadhar Pandit took. He went to Jagannath Puri. He was with Lord Chaitanya always. So like that, Lord Chaitanya was only doing kirtan. But what happened? Because of his kirtan, he would go mad. And people started speculating what is wrong with Nimai. Some people, not everybody is devotee, no? So then Sachi Mata got bewildered. Are my son is something wrong with him? So she went and asked different people. What is happening to my son? So people, you know, people are expert commentators. Everybody knows how to give advice, free advice. So some people told Sachi Mata, you know, your son, I think he's got a lot of vata problem. So you should massage his body with Vishnu oil. He'll be alright. So then she went to somebody else said, nahin, oh, Vishnu oil se kuch nahi hoga, usko Shiva ghee lagana padega. So everybody was giving what oil to use, what medicine to take. But Sachi Mata was bewildered and that time Shiva Thakur came to their house one day. And when Shiva Thakur came, Lord Chaitanya caught Shiva Thakur and he said, Shiva Thakur, please tell me what is my disease? Is it vata imbalance? What medicine should I take? And Shiva Thakur started laughing. He said, Nimai, this is the disease I want. This is the disease the whole world needs. This is the greatest joy that you have this disease. This is not disease, this is love of Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya said, thank you, Shivas. If you had not told me this, if you also had told me that I have to take some oil or ghee and it is vata problem, I would have drowned myself in Ganga. But now you have consoled me, you have pacified me. And then Gadadhar Pandit told Advaita Acharya that, you know, our Nimai is, he was talking about Lord Chaitanya as Nimai, our Nimai, my Nimai. And Advaita Acharya said, Gadadhar, Advaita Acharya is expert in cryptic talks. No, he would sometimes not say directly, he would speak in riddles. So he told Gadadhar, how long will you keep saying he's your Nimai? And that's when Gadadhar realized, he is not my Nimai, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's when Gadadhar Pandit realized. So like that, and one day Shiva Thakur was in anxiety. He said, Nimai, I'm doing kirtan every day in our house, but I'm scared now. Because you know, this lot of noise is happening and people are saying they'll complain to the police, the Yavanas, the Muslim king will come, and we are going to have a lot of problem. So Lord Chaitanya said, Shivas, don't worry. I am there and we don't fear kirtan. When the holy name happens, there should be no fear. And I am there to protect all of you. And if these Yavanas come, I will myself go to the king's palace and I will tell him that get all the animals from your kingdom. I will see that all the horses, elephants, dogs, snakes, everything I will assemble in one place. All the animals. Then I will tell the king, call all your mullahs and qazis and all of them priests and chant your verses from your scriptures and chant your prayers and let us see what happens to the animals. Let us see if the animals will chant and dance in ecstasy and they will do that and nothing will happen. And then I will go there and I will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then when I chant Hare Krishna, then all the animals will start crying in ecstatic love for Krishna. And if you don't believe me, Lord Chaitanya paused and looked at little girl. Who was that? Narayani. She was the niece of Shiva Thakur. And he tapped her on the head and said, Narayani, chant Krishna's name. And she felt the touch of Lord Chaitanya and she went mad, chanting, jumping, dancing ecstatically for hours. And Narayani went on to become the mother of Vrindavana Thakur, who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip after he became a devotee. And Vrindavana Thakur says, Lord Chaitanya is so expert that all of his associates, he made them appear in different places in Bengal and they all came to Navadvip at the right time. And they were all from different castes. All of them are not Brahmins. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur writes a purport there that Lord did this because he wanted to reveal that he and his associates are not bound by caste criteria. That's why they took birth in different religions, different castes. So Lord Chaitanya would keep going to different houses. He would go to Gangadas Pandit's house, sometimes Murari Gupta's house, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, and he would be absorbed in various moods of kirtan. And to all these devotees, he would give them special darshan of four-handed form and sometimes six-handed form. You know, he would give darshan of Narsingadev, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. But these devotees would get special vision of Lord Chaitanya. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur writes a very beautiful purport there. You know, this is a very good meditation. I was very fascinated when I read this. He said, if you meditate on the Lord Ram's form, why Lord Chaitanya revealed Lord Ram's form to the devotees? Because Lord Ram carries a bow and arrow. So if you meditate on Lord Ram's form, Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, by that bow and arrow, Lord Ram will destroy the desire for wealth and the greed that we have in our heart. So, and then he says, Krishna, if you meditate on Krishna's Tribhanga form, Krishna is always playing flute, his two hands are on his flute. So if you meditate on Krishna's, and if we remember Krishna's flute playing form, Krishna will steal our hearts. He is a chor, choragra ganyam. He is chor number one. He will steal our heart from Cupid. So the effect of Cupid, lust will go away if you meditate on Krishna's form. And then Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, that Lord Chaitanya also revealed this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form to some devotees, where he had a water pot and sannyas danda. And he says that water pot, that washes off the desire for name and fame that we have. And that danda that Lord Chaitanya has, sannyas danda, with that Lord Chaitanya will punish the speculative atheist within our heart. Usko marenge danda. So he says he is the original. Lord Chaitanya will, if we invite Lord Chaitanya in our heart, he will protect the soul with this danda. He is the original watchman. You know, our Krishna is chor. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original chaukidar, watchman. So whichever party you are from, you know, whether you are from the chor party or chaukidar party, we invite Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, you can welcome him in your heart and make your life most auspicious. Our Prime Minister was in Bengal for a political rally and he began this speech by saying, so if we come to power, we will rid Bengal of all jagais and madais. So lakhs of people were clapping. Of course, that could be political rhetoric. But Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. Srila Prabhupada said in his Cross Maidan, so not Cross Maidan, here, Chaupati Pandal, 1972, Srila Prabhupada gave that lecture and he said, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, jagai and madai were delivered. But today, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, wholesale jagais and madais are delivered. So like that, so we have Lord Chaitanya's, we can meditate on Lord Chaitanya's form, Lord Krishna's form, Lord Ram's form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood was ecstatic. When he would dance, it is said that the earth would shake. And when he would roar, when he would chant, it was as if millions of lions were roaring. And sometimes devotees would see he is not on the ground, he is walking above the ground. And he would cry like the gopis would cry when Akrura came to Vrindavan or when Uddhava came to Vrindavan. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would stand in threefold bending form of Krishna for 4 to 5 hours he would just non-stop be standing like that. And when he would dance, everybody was ecstatic. Only one person was always in anxiety. Who was that? His mother, Sachi Mata. Because Lord Chaitanya sometimes would become light as a cotton, sometimes so heavy and it would fall on the ground, it would create a huge sound. And Lord Chaitanya, although he was in great ecstasy, he would take the dust of his devotees and especially would take dust from Advaita Acharya's lotus feet, because Advaita Acharya was senior and he would never allow Advaita Acharya to take dust from his feet. And one day in Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious. Advaita Acharya immediately rushed and took dust from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, declare to the whole assembly, today we have broken the treasure house. Today we have got the dust from the Lord's lotus feet. So Lord Chaitanya, when he would be dancing in Kirtan, he would embrace devotees, and while embracing them, suddenly in 1 second he would jump on their shoulder. And Lord Chaitanya's body would perspire, his body would be shaking, his teeth would chatter. And when he would be roaring, when he would roar loudly, Hari Bol, when Lord Chaitanya, see, Nectar of Devotion Rupa Goswami writes, Lord's three things are very deep. His intelligence, his navel, and his voice. Lord's voice is very deep. So when Lord Chaitanya would roar, what would happen to the devotees? Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. I found this verse very fascinating. You know, when devotees would hear Lord Chaitanya roaring, they would become frightened. Oh, what is this? And they would run. But when they are running, they would be laughing. So this is the power of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy.
Prabhur ananda dekhi Bhagavata gana anyonye galadhari karoye krandana.
When the devotees would see Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, Prabhura ananda dekhi, what they would do? Bhagavata gana anyonye galadhari, they would embrace each other, and anyonye galadhari karoye, they would cry. Very strange. Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy, but devotees are embracing each other and crying. How do you explain this? Because Vrindavan Das Thakur says, because devotees were seeing after 5000 years this ecstasy, this was victory, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So they just so overjoyed that they were crying. I remember during our 2011 India won the World Cup. So in the night, I was, because of all the noise, I couldn't get sleep. So I was chanting here, pacing up and down in the courtyard. I saw one family come. One father and son, they had a Indian flag painted on their face. They came and they were offering dandavat again and again to the temple courtyard, thanking Radha Gopinath for India's World Cup victory. And then there were tears in their eyes, they were crying. And I was chanting, I said, you are very happy today. I'm just crying. He said, yes, after 28 years we have won the World Cup. It was just great joy, and in that joy he was crying. So you can imagine what these pure devotees must have felt after 5000 years. Lord has come and Lord is performing. They were waiting for this for so many generations, hundreds of years have passed. What ecstasy they must have experienced. So Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, he says, this is inexplicable. What had happened is something extraordinary. Look at the deadly combination that has happened now.
से प्रभु आपने नाचे आपनार नामे.
First of all, it is Supreme Lord. से प्रभु.
से प्रभु आपने नाचे आपनार नामे.
He is Supreme Lord chanting his own holy name. And holy name is most powerful. If somebody chants and dances in holy name, he will be ecstatic, right? And what if Supreme Lord himself comes and chants his own holy names? Who can describe what has happened? Which scripture can describe? You know which scripture describes it? Vrindavan Das Thakur says,
Se Prabhu apne nache apnar name, yar ki fal ki ba boli ba purane.
No Purana can describe. Now we can't understand by our tiny brains. Don't have to worry. Even Puranas can't understand. That is the power of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing. And in this kirtan, it is said that the sound of the kirtan pierced the universe. All inauspiciousness from everywhere vanished. The whole world was purified. And Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes Narada Pancharatra, which says that the earth planet becomes completely purified when Vaishnavas chant and dance in Sankirtan. So then he says, if that is what happens when Vaishnavas dance, what will happen when the Lord dances? And then he says in his mood of humility, I am so sinful. I was not born when Lord Chaitanya was performing these pastimes. I missed it. Valmiki chanted the holy names, he got purified. Ajamil chanted. Shukadeva Goswami is always chanting. Narad Muni is always chanting. Lord Ananta is chanting. But now what has happened is most extraordinary. Lord himself is chanting. Se Prabhu apne nache apnar name yaraki falaki ba boli ba purani. Now, having said all these ecstasies, we should also remember there is some instruction also. Where, as I said, Vrindavan Das Thakur is very considerate. He knows we live in the, we don't live in Krishna space. We live in I space. So he says, for our sake, that please remember this is ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya would be in external consciousness also. And when he was in his external consciousness, what he would do? Any guesses?
Bayapahi dasya bhave karo ekrandana.
He was always in the mood of a dasya bhav, servant. And karo ekrandana. Why would he cry?
Bayapahi dasya bhave karo ekrandana. Dante trina kori chaye charana sevana.
He would cry because he was hankering to serve the lotus feet of devotees. He would tell devotees, please let me serve your lotus feet. And how would he serve the devotees? He would wash their clothes. He would clean their puja paraphernalia. He would, if he saw some Vaishnava going with his luggage, with his bag, he would rush, Lord Chaitanya would rush and pick up that and carry it for the devotee. Lord Chaitanya would massage the feet of older devotees. And now the Thakur becomes very emotional as he is describing this. He says, look at our Lord, what he is doing. What a lesson he is teaching to all of us.
Kotayarahila vaikunthera sukha bhara.
Vaikuntha sukha bhar. The burden of Vaikuntha happiness, Lord is giving up. And what is the happiness of Vaikuntha? He describes a happiness. In Vaikuntha, the Lord experiences the happiness of riding on Garuda. He says in Vaikuntha, there are so many devotees fanning Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is in Shankar Chakra Gada Padma posture. And he experiences the happiness of sleeping on Ananta. But look at Lord now, what he is doing.
Kotaya rahila vaikunthera sukha bhara. Dasya sukha sab sukha pasharila tara.
Dasya sukha. The happiness of being a servant is so rich, so high, that it transcends all other happiness of Vaikuntha. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing. And then he goes on to describe that Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, they are giving up all their opulences and wandering as servants of the Supreme Lord. And that Supreme Lord, he is giving up his opulences and is begging for devotional service. How can anyone give up worship of such a great magnanimous Lord, like Lord Chaitanya?
Tekvamritam mudatma punte hala halam visham.
He says, such a man is a fool. Tekva amritam mudha. He is giving up amrit and punte hala halam visham. He is drinking halahal. What a fool he is by giving up Lord Chaitanya.
Hemarajin upsrijya pamsurashim jigrikshati.
He is giving up gold for ashes. What a fool, you are giving up such a Lord. Like that, Vrindavan Das Thakur is appealing to all of us. And that is why we are so fortunate that not only we have Vrindavan Das Thakur revealing to us Lord Chaitanya, we have Srila Prabhupada and his representatives who are teaching us that this mood of service is what is actually Lord Chaitanya's message for all of us. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, there is one lecture I heard, December 25, 1973 in Los Angeles. And Srila Prabhupada saying, so the rascals, they challenge us, have you seen Krishna? So then Prabhupada says, no, pure devotees have not seen Krishna. They are seeing Krishna, always. It's not that they have seen Krishna. They are seeing Krishna, always. Santaha sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Every moment, Prabhupada says, every moment they are united with Krishna. So therefore, we are so fortunate that we have been given we have been given Lord Chaitanya from a person who is always with Lord Chaitanya.
Emona durmati samsara bitare podiya chinu ami.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur have written a beautiful bhajan where the devotee is praying to the Lord, is praying to Lord Chaitanya. In the mood of a devotee praying to Lord Chaitanya, he says, "You have sent toma eno koto ne tava nija jana konu mahajane pataiya dile tumi. You sent a great devotee to deliver us. Doya kori more patita dekhiya kahilo hamare giya hoye dina jana suno bhalo katha ullasita behiya." He is saying, he is telling Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Lord Chaitanya that you are so kind to me, Lord Chaitanya. Daya kori more, you saw me patita dekhiya. What did you do? Kahilo hamare giya. You sent your pure devotee, Tavanija Jana, you sent him and he felt pity on me. And he told me that, "Hoye dina jana, O fallen person, shuno bhalo katha. I am going to tell you a very nice story. Ullasita habeya. You will hear about the Lord and you will become completely happy." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Lord Chaitanya that your servant, my spiritual master, told me not to get depressed and hear about you. And then he narrates the whole pastime of Lord Chaitanya in 4 verses. And then he says, after hearing all this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to Lord Chaitanya that, "Shekata shunya ashiya chanata tomara charana tale kandiya kandiya bhakati vinoda tomara." So he says, "Apni kahani bole. My dear Lord, I am surrendering to you. I have come to you because I have heard from your servant, your devotee who is my spiritual master, and because of him." And if you see carefully, most of us in India, did we know about Lord Chaitanya before we came to ISKCON? Before we came in connection with Srila Prabhupada, with our spiritual master? So this verse, this prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so appropriate, so powerful. Because they are carrying Krishna within their hearts. And the proof is, like Lord Chaitanya is revealing in this pastime, he wants to serve. This pure devotee always wants to serve. Once one reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, "Swamiji, who is a saintly person? How can you know somebody is a saintly person?" What did Srila Prabhupada answer? He said, "Find out one who is most addicted to Krishna. If somebody is addicted to Krishna, he is genuine." And Srila Prabhupada is addicted to Krishna. Krishna is like powerhouse and we are like tiny bulb. And in between there is a transformer which helps us adapt, which helps that small bulb get the voltage from the big powerhouse. So Prabhupada is like that. And Srila Prabhupada, carrying the tradition of Lord Chaitanya, was always in this mood of praying, of serving devotees. There is one Vyas Puja lecture Prabhupada is giving in Hamburg, Germany, 1974, I think. Srila Prabhupada is saying in that Vyas Puja class, "All of you have done so much for me. All of you are so kind to me." He is glorifying them and then he is saying, "But I have not done anything for you. And I can't give you anything. I can only pray for you." And then a few months later, there was one devotee, Shivananda Prabhu, was there in that class of Prabhupada. He heard that. And then a few months later, Prabhupada met him at another place. And Prabhupada told him that, "Prabhu, please pray for me." So he said, "Prabhupada, but my prayers, it will not have any effect. You are the one who is praying for us. You are the one who is giving us shelter." And immediately Prabhupada said, "No, your prayers will work because you are a Vaishnava." So Srila Prabhupada saw his disciples as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also revealed. So like this, there are many, many pastimes. Now briefly, last few minutes, I would like to speak now on a very interesting pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if you do two things, we will go back to Godhead. What is one? Chant Hare Krishna. What is second? Appreciate. And appreciate means don't criticize. But there is only one place where criticism is allowed. You hear about how devotees criticize Lord Chaitanya, which is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that way we can overcome our proclivity to hear criticism and gossip. It is very sweet. So Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very sweet, and especially the way the atheistic people reacted to Lord Chaitanya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all his associates, "You know, we are doing kirtan in the daytime, that is okay, but in the night time we are wasting in sleeping. So now we'll have whole night kirtan. Jagata uddhara hao shuni krishna naam paramarte tomara sabara dhan pran." Mahaprabhu said, "Your greatest wealth is Krishna and the whole world will be delivered. Let us have kirtan." So whole night they would have kirtan in Srivast Thakur's house, sometimes at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And who all were present? Vinanda Thakur says, very few, very intimate, very few disciples. And then there are 4 pages of only names of those devotees who were there. And if you simply hear those names, you will feel so blissful. Who all were there? Panchatattva was there. Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivast Thakur, they were all, the Gadadhar Pandit was there. Then Murari Gupta was there. Buddhimanta Khan, Brahmananda, Gangadas, Garuda, Govinda, Govindananda, Gopinath, Hiranya, Haridas, Jagadish, Kashishwar, Narayan, Nandan, Purushottam, Sriman, Sripati, Srinidhi, Sridhar Kolavech, Sadashiv, Srigarbha, Sanjaya, Shuklambar, Ram, Vakreshwar Pandit, Vasudev, Vidyanidhi, Vanmali, like these more names are there. And it was ecstatic dancing. And they would lock the door, nobody else was allowed. That was I-card, I think. So they all would be chanting, dancing. Ordinary people were not allowed. Once a milk drinking Brahmin came, he was allowed afterwards because he was genuinely humble. And once Srivast Thakur's mother-in-law, she hid in a basket. And she saw that she was seeing the kid. And Lord Chaitanya said, something wrong today. And then they found out that she is hiding. So he drove her out. If I drive your mother-in-law out from the kirtan. So once Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a class, he said, give a half an hour explanation how we all have a mother-in-law in our heart. And unless... and he said, we should drive that mother-in-law out of our heart if you want Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So like that. So then they would come. But the people wanted to take part in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, but they were not allowed. So they would knock on the door. And open the door, we want, because the holy name is so attractive. When they would hear the holy name, they would come running. But they would see the door is locked. So they would knock. But devotees are not aware. Actually, they were not deliberately not allowing them. See, they were not against materialistic people, but they were so absorbed in Harinam. So then what these people did? We can't take part in kirtan now. What to do? What people do when they are not allowed, when they don't get facilities? Gossip, criticize, politics. So we should never do that. But we can hear how they did, and then our proclivity to criticize will go up. So they all came together, they would sit and they would discuss what is happening. They said, I think what these guys are doing inside, it is not fit to be seen by human beings. Good, we are not seeing it. If you see, all our piety will go away. Actually, another man said, actually very good, you know, if we see, then we will also become like them, mad people. Actually, I know what is happening. They are ashamed to open the door. Galak kaam kar rahe hain, dal kala hai. So they are doing something wrong. And then one person said, Hare, previously this Nimai Pandit was very nice. What happened to him? Why Lord changed his heart? Now, the fellow doesn't know that he is the Supreme Lord himself. But then one person said, I know what has happened. You know, this is all because of karma. Bad. He must have done a lot of bad karma in his last life. Because of that, this life he is doing all this nonsense. Another fellow said, actually it is not karma. You know, unfortunately, he's got bad association. That madman, crazy Nityananda, I don't know from where he has come. So because of bad association, our Nimai is a good boy. Nimai has got spoiled. Then third person said, actually, you know, the real reason why all these crazy things are happening, our poor Nimai, he lost his father at a young age. There is no father, discipline nahi hai ghar pe. Toh beta bigad gaya. So like that, everybody was giving expert comments. Somebody said, no, it is actually a gastric problem. You know, he... And then somebody said, oh, I know why he is doing all this. Because, you know, Nimai, earlier he was very good because he was studying grammar. Oh, since he gave up grammar studies, all these bad things started happening. So, moral of the story, if you are feeling, Prabhu, I am not encouraged, I am criticized, sometimes devotees feel like that. So, remember, who was not spared? Lord Chaitanya was not spared. So, agar aapke peeth piche buri baat chal rahi hai, koi burai kar raha hai, koi baat kar raha hai aapke piche, to koi ghabrane ka nahi. Kyunki baat to unhi ki hoti hai, jinmein koi baat hoti hai. So, don't get discouraged. So, people will always gossip, people will always talk. You know, I got one WhatsApp, my cousin sent a photo, and two women are talking, you know, because by seeing that photo, you can know they are doing some gossip. The look in the eyes, you know, there is a certain look when you are gossiping. You are relishing that. So there is a photo of these two women gossiping and there is a caption below. 1000 GB data being transferred. And below that, the same photo was again there. Same two ladies. And one of them is saying, "Are chodo yaar, kya baat karne ka hai sab?" She is saying that. And then the caption was, "Ah, now the data is saved and ready to become viral." So this is how people like to do gossip. But we have to give up that. We have to give up critical tendency by reading scriptures. Otherwise, if we also do like that, then we will miss. Vinanda Thakur says we will not be able to get love of Krishna. So some of the people, they told in that meeting, "Tomorrow we will catch Srivas and we will take him to the court. We will tie him up. We will arrest him. See what we will do. This Nimait Pandit, he is the cause of our famine. There will be a famine in our Navadvip." And they are dancing. I heard they are dancing inside. This is not Brahmana's job. Brahmana should be studying scriptures. Why they don't study scriptures? So one man answered. He said, "They are not studying scriptures because they have not realized their self. They are wasting their time." Another man said, "See, they have lost a jewel at home and they are searching for it outside by doing all this kirtan." And then one fellow said, "What is the use of criticizing? Let us go home. What is the use of all this?" So like this, people will always talk. Like somebody said, somebody told me in his office, lot of politics happens. And people criticize him. But he was quite positive. He said, "Prabhuji, maine kuch log laga rakhe hain mere peeth peeche baat karne ke liye. Salary kuch nahi hai unka, par wo kaam badi imandari se karte hain." So they do a very good job. So like that people are criticizing. But one person in that group suddenly spoke something ulta. He said, "Actually what Nimai Pandit and all of them are doing is perfect. They are glorifying Krishna. They are chanting holy names. We are all unfortunate people. We don't deserve to be in that kirtan." And everyone has looked at him. They said, "Ye unka aadmi hai, maro isko." So then he got up and he ran. He ran away from there. But then when he ran away, then they all had to again remind themselves that kirtan is all bogus. For they said, "What is the way? There is no loss in missing that. You know, it is all simply argument going on. Those people there inside, they don't do japa, they don't perform austerity, they are destroying our caste, they're all mad people. It's all like, you know, meaningless arguments people are doing. Japa chanting means it should be in the mind. It should be in the mind. You should not do physically all these things." Like one man told this to Prabhupada also in one class. Prabhupada is giving class. He said, "Japa should be mental. Mentally you should do it." So Prabhupada didn't say anything. After that, prasadam serving was going on. Prabhupada said, "Usko prasad mat do." He said, "Why?" He said, he will eat mentally. So like that. So one person would come on the door, Srivas Thakur's house, he would knock. Open the door, kirtan, I want to see. But door would not open. Then he would go. When he would go, another man would come on the way. So the two atheistic people would meet, Vinanda Thakur described very beautifully. He was going frustrated because he couldn't get kirtan, and the other person is coming. When they would see each other, they would embrace and they would fall on the ground. And they would get up and they would jump and they would be happy, laughing. And then again they would continue criticizing. This was the power of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. So then one fellow, he would come, he would say, "What is happening inside? Can you tell me?" So the other person would reply, "Only sound is coming." What sound is coming? "Hai, hai, hoye, hoye. Yehi matra shuni." Only you can hear, only you will only hear this. "Hai, hai, hoy, hoy." This is the only sound you will hear. And what will happen because of this? If you hear, "Hai, hai, hoy, hoy. Yehi matra shuni. Ya sabha hoite hoila ayash kahini." Now is they are all doing all licentious, all dirty things. And our caste, our community will all become infamous. Nadia has so many exalted Bhattacharyas, Mishras and Chakravartis, but today we have realized we have such imposters also. To Tomorrow we'll drive away Shiva's and we'll break his house and throw him into river. And then Nandas Thakur ends this section by saying,
Yei mata paashandi koro ye kolahal.
This is the way paashandis would come and loudly chant, criticize. But here, as I said earlier, Nandas Thakur is expert in twist. So he twists the whole narration. So far he has described what these atheistic people are doing, right? But now what does he say?
Yei mata paashandi koro ye kolahal. Tatapiha mahabhagyavantase sakal.
They're all mahabhagyavantas. Are? When you read this, you'll get bewildered. First he says they're all pashandis, criticizing. And then he says, tatapiha maha, not bhagyavanta, mahabhagyavantase sakal. All of those who are criticizing Lord Chaitanya, they're all mahabhagyavanta.
So this is very, very nice. Now, he clarifies why the devotees did not open the door.
He says, not because they were doing something scandalous.
He says, because they were so absorbed in kirtan that they were not even conscious of their own bodies.
What to speak of the sound coming?
So they were not in their physical body. They were in their spiritual body. Just like Brahma's one whole night, just like Ras Lila, one whole Brahma's night would pass like that in that kirtan.
Premamatta, Nai Tanra, Ratri, Dina, Gyan, Kshane Ute, Kshane Pade, Nai Sthana Sthana. They would be all mad. They wouldn't know what is happening.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees are most fortunate because they are doing kirtan. But the question here, Vrindavananda Thakur says, is very interesting, that these atheistic people are also fortunate.
Tatapiya mahabhagyavanta se sakal.
Why are they fortunate?
Prabhu Sange ekatra janmila ek grame.
Mahaprabhu ke saath janm hua.
Ek hi time pe.
और एक ही गांव में नवद्वीप में पैदा हुए वो लोग.
प्रभु संगे एकत्रा जन्मीला एक ग्रामे देखी लेका शूनी लेका से सब विधाने.
ये सारा सब चीज उन्होंने देखा, उन्होंने सुना. एंड आई एम सो अनफॉर्चुनेट, आई कुड नॉट टेक पार्ट इन दिस. द सेम लाइक मूड लाइक कुंती महारानी मूड, यू नो, खत्म पश्ये महिस्त्री, आई एम सो अनक्वालिफाइड, आई एम लेस इंटेलिजेंट वुमन. So like that. But Lord Chaitanya and devotees would not be bothered. They would be so absorbed, they didn't bother about the criticism. The criticism did not affect the devotees. Prabhupada said, if you are absorbed in the preaching mission, in the missionary movement, criticism may disappoint us, but it will not discourage a devotee.
When Srila Prabhupada was criticized, one reporter came to interview him, and Prabhupada said in their Pandal program,
if you don't practice Krishna consciousness, you will be dog in your next life.
So the reporter, he misquoted next day in the article, what he wrote. Swamiji says, headlines he wrote, Swamiji says he will be dog in next life. So devotees got very upset by that article. So they didn't want to show, naturally they will not show to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came out of the room and he said, so, any paper coverage about yesterday's event? So now devotees can't lie also to Prabhupada. So they were saying, yes, no, no. Prabhupada said, show, what is there in the paper? So the devotees, so Prabhupada saw the newspaper. And devotees are looking at Prabhupada. And what was Srila Prabhupada's reaction? He smiled. Because he is absorbed in Mahaprabhu's preaching mission. He was not affected by this criticism. He smiled and he said, it is better to be a dog for Krishna than to be a lion in this world. Because in this world, what is the use of being a lion? You know? In this world, vakt jab aankhein pher leta hai, to sher ko bhi kutta gher leta hai. So, in this world, even if you are a lion, when the time comes, so like that, there are many, many pastimes. And actually, we wanted to discuss Mahaprakash Lila, but we haven't even, we just entered Mahaprakash Lila, but with some other time, Krishna willing. So our Damodar Prabhu is going to speak very beautiful qualities of Lord Chaitanya. And I would like to now conclude briefly in the next 2 minutes. About what is the conclusion of, see, there are many things we discussed today, but the essence I wanted to share was, let us be not in I space always. Let us enter Krishna, at least for some time. So today's class is a hope, is an appeal for myself also, that apne mind mein hum rehte hain. So let us now enter Krishna's space. And when we enter Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we will relish it more and more and more. Chaitanya charitra ikshu danda sama. Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is like ikshudanda, means sugarcane. Succulent, ripe sugarcane, and when you chew it, what happens? Chaitanya charitraye ikshudanda sama charvana kurite hoye rasa asvadana. The more we chew it, the more rasa comes. Similarly, the more we discuss about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, more there will be joy. So therefore, there are two things. One is celebrating Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, relishing. At the same time, today is also a day we beg forgiveness and we sincerely repent. Begging forgiveness is easy, but repentance is not easy. Many times, you know, just to keep relationships, we beg forgiveness also from others. But we may make the same mistake again. If we are not sincerely repentant, repentance is what actually helps us overcome the anartha, not simply asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness is important to seek, but today we can beg forgiveness from all the devotees we have offended in the past, and we can pray that we can develop a sincere repentant heart and genuinely develop a taste. And for that taste, Srila Prabhupada has given us the most wonderful gift of association of devotees. I would like to end with this one last verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which tells us the importance of association of devotees. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, if it is there, Krishna bhakti janma mula. Krishna bhakti will take birth in the heart if what is there? Sadhu sangha. You may say Krishna bhakti will take birth if sadhu sangha is there, and eventually that Krishna bhakti will become big, 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 and it will become what? Krishna prem. And what will happen at that Krishna prem? At that time we don't need devotees? No. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janma te ho punaha mukhya anga. Even when you get Krishna prem, the mukhya anga remains sadhu sangha. Therefore, let us not think that this association of devotees is a means for something higher. Association of devotees is the wealth in which we actually experience the presence of Lord in our lives. So with this prayer and hope, I seek all of your blessings and prayers that we can all absorb our hearts and mind in remembrance of Krishna. There is some announcement. Okay. So before I make the announcement, I wanted to also once again thank His Grace Baldev Prabhu and the COM for giving me a chance to serve all of you. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.